I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low-top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra-packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
There's a little bit of admin I'd like to get over first.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, have you heard of this thing, Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently it's this newfangled way of communicating with each other. We're on Twitter.
We're now on
what?
Twitter.
Yeah.
He only went and done it, didn't he? He only went and gone. Come on.
So you can now follow us on Twitter. We have, what's the Twitter handle?
Well, this is the thing. When you said that, I thought, oh God, I've got to remember what it is. It's a quick one pod.
Yeah, starts with an at.
At.
Yeah, so you go on. So you type into your browser, you put twitter.com /.
Right.
A quick one pod.
Okay.
Okay.
That takes you to the right place. Right.
Should do.
And what can people who do that actually do?
It gives them the secret key to the kingdom.
Oh, right. That's very exciting, isn't it? Yeah. So
yeah,
you can now interact in even more ways now with the podcast.
We're hoping to try and interact with our enormous fan base on there.
Yes.
So I think we've done about 3 tweets so far.
Yeah, it's very active. Yeah.
All right. Going,
actually.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So literally watch this space.
Yeah, and please do follow us. It's going to be great fun. It really is.
And there has been a bit of follow-up from last week's show where I think we're all feeling a bit guilty for just it being a little bit on the blokey side.
Oh,
too
yeah.
Many blokes.
Yes. It was a bit blokey,
but I think we've been redeemed. We've been saved.
Yes, we got away with it, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, there was some female there was some female input after all in one of the songs.
Was there?
Yeah, on Threads. Yes, it was on Threads, wasn't it?
Yeah, which was last week's winning tune.
Oh,
Teletext.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There was. Yeah, I'm not sure if on that actual song, but on the single, there is some. I'm not sure what she does. Does she play guitar?
I think she played. Oh,
this
did
has been
sing,
very,
or did she
very well researched. Very well she researched.
Yeah,
she didn't specify what she actually does. Yeah, but she said the chief executive officer of Alphaville Records was in touch.
Yeah. And said, all right.
That she actually contributed to some of that cast single.
Okay.
So good to know.
Phew.
So check out last week's. Show if you haven't heard it, Teletext by Threads.
The other thing that was a follow-up from that, Matt, if I may interject, was that Bilge Pump, the Leeds band, got in touch about telling us that that back in the day they played a gig in Birmingham and the promoter hated them and said that he was going to go on to CFAX to ensure that they never played Birmingham again.
And that that show power that once was of CFAX, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to mess with anyone, would you?
I have one more question before we start. Do you know the Green Cross code?
Of course I do.
Go you look then. Left, you look right, so you look left again.
Oh. And then you leg it.
I thought it was, wasn't it stop, look, listen,
oh, yeah.
think?
Listen.
There's four parts of the cross. Stop, look,
look,
listen,
listen,
think.
Oh, think.
Yes. Think. Stop. Think. Think. All right.
For God's sake, think.
So where did Leggett come into it?
Yeah. So, sad news. Dave Prowse, the Green Cross man.
Oh, is that? Did he do that? I knew he was Darth Vader, wasn't he?
But before he was Darth Vader, he was the Green Cross.
Right. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I love that millions of Americans are lamenting the fact that Darth Vader snuffed it, and we're a bit sad about a guy who was in a couple of adverts in the 70s that highlighting road safety for young kids.
I think it's a bit sad they didn't like his voice, did they? So, you know,
did they not?
In the end, he was just the physical presence of Darth Vader. He wasn't.
All right.
He didn't actually.
He didn't do the. Okay.
They got someone else to do that because he had a. He was from Bristol. He had a Bristolian accent.
Oh, did he? So right.
Can you imagine?
Didn't really fit in with the character.
My son, come here, my lover.
Yeah. So.
I'm just off down to Bedminster Adster. Luke, you want a cheese and onion? I can't do it. Yeah. Apologies, can't do a Bristol accent.
So, yeah. Oh, well. Rest in peace, I guess. You know, he's passed over to the dark side for good.
Wow. Right.
Shall we have some music?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. This is, which is the band? Which is the song? Is the band Lamps?
Yes.
Lamps is the band.
Yes.
And this song is called Gnats with a G. Gnats.
Okay.
That was Gnats by Lamps.
Yeah, crikey, no expenses spared video there, wasn't it?
Oh, I know. Yeah, 20p.
Yeah, that's from their latest album, which is called, I don't know, what is it called?
It's called People With Faces.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, right, those people.
Now he's interested. Oh, right, those people. Now I know what that is.
It's actually... I thought it wasn't out yet, but is it out?
It came out, I believe, the 13th of November.
Is this on In the Red?
It is, yeah.
It is.
On In the Red Records.
I've done my homework.
Ah, okay.
Lucky guess, my friend. Lucky guess.
It was a guess.
I see it's produced by Ty Segall. Is that how you say it?
Oh,
yes.
Right. That makes
it
sense.
It is.
So it makes sense for that sound, doesn't it?
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, his wife is the bass player in that band also.
Ah, okay. It's all
there you go.
Together,
so they probably got Ty Cheap to produce that. He's probably like, all right, I'll knock it out
Ty
in your garage.
He's just
sat home. Misses his playing bass. Yeah.
It's kind of got his signature sound, hasn't it? Well, kind of, you know, a lot of the
Maybe
stuff
so,
he's done
yeah.
sounds a bit like
so,
that.
So it's interesting that that is one of the lead tracks off the record, because I actually heard the full LP, and that's not I didn't think the strongest track on there by any means. Oh, right. I think there's a lot better stuff on there, and a lot noisier stuff. Maybe that's why they picked it, because there's a lot of stuff on the LP that's super noisy.
Noisier than that?
Lots of feedback. Yeah, yeah.
Because that was
lots
noisy, feedback. In my book.
Yeah. Wasn't noisy enough in my
Ooh,
book.
Ooh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow.
I liked, I liked the noises, though. You know, it was good guitar sounds and bass and combo and all that. Kind of primitive in its structure.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I
was just looking at the their Bandcamp page, and there are only two of those songs you can actually play, which is strange, because it's usually when it's a pre-release.
You can right. Only, yeah.
You've got Horse, oh, right. Cow, you've got Horse, Cow, Goat, Pig, Dog is one of the songs. That's a good name for a
song.
Oh,
right, yeah, that sounds interesting.
And the other one is that one, Gnats. There you
go. Gnats. Yeah. Are they all named after creatures, living creatures, all the songs?
No, because there's another song called God Gave Me This Haircut, which is a good
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't got a lot to say, but I was going to say that... If I say the Cramps?
Oh, yeah, I guess,
bit
yeah.
Bit Cramps in there, anyone?
Bit of Cramps, yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah? Bit of Screaming Lord Such?
Yeah, oh, Screaming Lord Such, a bit of that. Well, right, you're being influenced by the theatrical video there, I'm sure.
I am a bit, yeah, I think so. Yes. I think it is, yeah.
When I was listening, I was thinking, is this another of these alternative tentacles bands, you know?
Yeah.
We had them recently. do you remember that? Do you remember that band? Another animal reference. That band, Cows. Do you remember them? Cows.
Yeah,
cows.
Yeah.
A bit sort of noisy in your face band from the early '90s.
No, I actually don't.
Yeah,
I don't remember Cows.
I think they were on Alternative Tentacles.
Yeah, that was Norman Records. When Phil was once asked what the first record he ever sold at Norman Records, he said it was a Cows record.
Right.
Wow.
So there you go. They've reached infamy. It'll be the first
Bloody
ever
hell.
Record sold at Norman Records.
I remember they had an album called Cunning Stunts Naughty.
Don't get it wrong way.
Wait a minute. I know who you're talking about now.
Mm, yeah.
I thought, yes, I guess I thought that was the name of the band at the time.
Right. So do you know anything more about, what they're called, Lamps? Seems like...
No, not really. I got it in the store earlier in the week, and I was just playing it a few days ago. I thought, oh, this is all right. I quite like this.
Yeah, they've been around for a few years. It says here, notoriously unprolific.
Right.
That's the opposite of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Lazy fuckers.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If you're married to Ty Segall, you don't really have to do much, do you? I imagine.
True. He's quite prolific, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's got two records called Ty Segall, hasn't he? I mean, it's understandable.
Doing one
self-titled record.
Yeah.
When you get around to like the second one, and they weren't like together. It wasn't like his first two records. It was like just down the line. He just decided to do another one that was just self-titled.
Right.
He hasn't got ridiculous. Time to think of titles.
No, he doesn't.
No.
He's too busy.
You know.
Yeah.
Even Led Zeppelin stuck a number on the end of each of their consecutive records when they came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was good. I enjoyed that. Shall we move on?
All right. Yes. Why not?
This is Anna McClellan. This is Feel You.
Side by side.
It's a bit of an epic, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, bloody hell. Yeah, pushing 5 minutes.
Yeah,
it was like a alt country Bohemian Rhapsody, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of.
It had so many sections and changes of pace. I was dizzy by the end.
Very inefficient use of ideas, isn't it? Putting all those different ideas into one song. Yeah,
she got about 4 songs out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell whether it's one of those things that, like, or not. Like on first couple of listens, like it seems like that, but when you listen to it a few more times, you might like look forward to all those ideas happening.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I've been too lazy not to listen to it more than a couple of times, so I just have to wait.
So that was Anna McClellan from her new album, I Saw First Light, and the song was called Feel You. Did you notice? I was wondering if the guitarist broke a string partway through because the guitar kind of stopped.
Oh,
yeah.
And was just, which I liked. It sounded in the middle of a verse or something.
Are you talking about the kind of wobbly guitar that was the wobbly lead guitar?
Yeah, at the beginning, it kind of stopped. Well, there was no guitar at all. There was just bass and drums for a bit.
It was all very, very loose, wasn't it? There was a section where they, you know, maybe two minutes in where it was like they were going to go into a guitar break and it all raised up for about 5 seconds and then they just sort of thought better of it and sort of stopped and dropped back down again.
And the guitarist was in the background shouting, "Hang on, guys, I snapped the string. Yeah. Can we do another take?"
Yeah.
Yes. Stuart, what's your opinion on that drum sound?
Well, yes, I quite enjoyed that drum sound. Sounded very much like...
I thought you did. I thought you would have...
Someone holding a microphone off a broom handle above the drum kit. Had a nice roomy sound to it, didn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
And it was delightfully sloppy. I think the whole thing was...
The whole thing was sloppy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I kind of liked
that. Had they rehearsed at all, would you say? Maybe once.
Had a run through, yeah. Possibly,
you know, three takes, that's all you need, 3 takes of anything. That's all I ever do. After 3 takes, I'm just boring myself, to be honest. I can't be bothered playing anything more than 3 times. But so from Omaha, Nebraska, Matthew.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay. Yeah. It's cold there, isn't it?
It was very cold when I went there last, yeah.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. I think we've discussed this before, but yeah. that was the house we stayed in where they destroyed a piano to burn.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh,
right.
To keep warm, they had to destroy a piano and set fire to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like nothing else that could have been burnt.
It's funny, I'd never seen that before or since. Amazing, yeah.
That's true. It was quite an evening, that, wasn't it?
I was looking at the lyrics of the song.
Okay.
So verse 3, all this bullshit of building a wall. To hell with borders, let the empire fall. I'll go down with you.
All right.
And we can quit our shitty jobs and let the seeds that matter bloom. There we go, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
Just an extract.
Gung-ho,
but
isn't it?
Yeah, but poetry. Kind of some quite poetic stuff in there. Yeah, quite like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very
not
positive,
not afraid to swear a couple of times in there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to bleep that out for the younger listeners.
Yeah, but there's some quite nice. There's a reference to clouds do-si-doing side by side.
Okay.
Clouds do-si-doing. Yeah, you don't get that in a song very often, do you?
You don't really, do you?
No. So yeah, very nice.
No, she was full of words, wasn't she?
It looks like it's kind of cool looking vinyl, pink and orange.
Nice
coloured vinyl, yeah. And they're my two favouritist colours. So
really, pink and orange.
They are. Stick them together. Can't go wrong.
Oh, you might have to buy it then.
Yeah, look at that. One half of the record. Yeah. That's kind of a thing these days, isn't it? Doing half. One, like a record with split colours like that. One half, one colour, one half. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, they love it.
Clever.
People love it.
They do. Well, as I just said, pink and orange. I love it, me.
Black's fine. Black vinyl's fine for me. I'm all right
with
it.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. It's all right.
I have listened to some of the other songs on the album. And there's some nice little different bits of instrumentation, if you like that kind of thing. I think there's a clarinet pops up every now and then.
Oh, okay.
Some strings.
Yeah. I've played the wrong song earlier on and it had a saxophone on it.
Ah.
Ooh. Whoa.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I definitely heard clarinet, possibly trumpet at some point. Yeah, yeah. So okay. Yeah, some nice, yeah, nice bits of organ, organy sounds coming up. And,
good.
Yeah,
can't go wrong with that.
And you know, little
this is
little guitars popping in and out here and there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Drums, they appear to have a song bass called Celery as well.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
That's an instrumental, the only instrumental on the album. There you go.
Okay.
Celery. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like a bit of celery.
Really?
With,
it's boring, isn't it?
I used to have it with salad cream.
Right.
Pour a bit of salad cream down the middle and then eat it.
Yeah.
down the hole in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. make a nice channel of salad cream, like a salad cream canyon. There you are. Yeah. There. Try that, folks. Yeah. Okay. Right, we have one more song to listen to. This is someone I know nothing about. The Ricos. What comes next?
Happy minds, still dreams.
That's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That is the Ricos, or the Ricos, the Ricos.
Yeah, we don't actually know, do we?
Mm. That
Ricos.
Song.
Yeah.
What comes
I'd like
next?
To
comes out officially on Friday, the 4th of December.
Yeah, it's out this Friday. Download
just in time for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that one. that just kind of proves that Lou Reed was right, wasn't he? We were talking about that Lou Reed quote the other one of the other podcasts about one chord is fine, two chords is anyway,
three chords is jazz.
Yeah, there you go. So that went from two chords for most of the song down to one chord at the end. And
Right, yeah.
And I actually liked the ending, the best bit on that, where it was just a bunch of feedback and one chord, basically.
Yeah, it was weird, because I was, like, initially when it dropped down to that, I was like, oh, that's a shame. But I really started enjoying that end section, because there's some great feedback on it.
It was quite nice. It was quite polite feedback, wasn't it? Quite nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was studied feedback.
Yeah, kind
of
droney.
It was like,
droney feedback.
Yeah, it was lovely, though. Well placed.
Very controlled. Very controlled feedback.
Not so wild feedback that you've been using, Stuart.
Oh yeah.
That sort of stuff. But just like, it was lovely actually. And this is a Joe Purcell, who helps sometimes with helps us a little bit promote Home Assembly stuff stateside, is in this band. So that's how I managed to.
Helping out his friend.
Backhander.
I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know him. But Barry at Home Assembly sent it on to me and said, "What do you know? This is his band. What do you think?" And I was like, "Oh, this is actually all right." You know, you worry when people send you music because you think, "Oh, what?" Oh god! But I really enjoyed it. Had that total '90s sound, didn't it? You know.
Well, I was imagining Michael Stipe singing for early Oasis at one point.
Okay, right.
Crikey!
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Well, it had that sort of what's one of those early Oasis songs that goes at that sort of pace?
Yeah,
Shaker Maker or something.
What's a good one? Shaker Maker, or Supersonic.
Yeah,
or
and it had that tambourine on the beat there, and but a more Stipe-esque voice going on.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. It's quite, whiny Stipe-esque, which also reminded me of, like, if Built to Spill were, like, had the hands tied together so they weren't allowed to play, like, more than a couple of chords.
Crikey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, I can see that. Like a handicapped Built to Spill. Is that what you're saying?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, well, Built to Spill. There's a lot of guitar solos, wouldn't they? That sort of thing. Right?
Yeah, there's no guitar solos in that, which thankfully, because Built to Spill are one of those bands that, like, you've got to kind of, like, in your mind cut out a lot of the guitar solos.
Yeah, I saw Built to Spill, and God, they were boring. They were so fucking boring.
How many beards were on stage?
Oh my God, like 12. And everybody was playing guitar solos. Like, at the same time. There was, like, multiple guitar solos going at the same time.
How many guitarists did they have? How many guitarists?
They had, I want to say more than three, possibly five. Yeah. I mean, the whole stage was full of fat, beardy blokes with guitars. Yeah.
Just twiddling around.
Yeah, dreadful band.
They need to, because, I mean, they did do some good stuff back in the day, but they're just...
Right.
I don't know.
Yes.
Someone should have just told them, shouldn't they?
I had that experience. Yes. I had that experience the last time I saw Yola Tengo in Glasgow.
Oh, really?
Oh.
And they just
bunch of fat blokes with beards.
Oh, it was just it was just one guitarist, but he was just going on forever, playing just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Yola Tengo do an acoustic set,
right?
And it was this weird thing where they were doing. It was like. There was between the songs, they would talk about the songs, right? So they play a track, and then they would just chat, and everybody seemed to enjoy it, apart from me, who I'm a massive fan of Yola Tengo.
Yeah, I loved them up to that point, and they really put me off. You know,
same here. That this did it in a totally different way. Yeah. They're not. Uh-huh. The thing is, right? If you're going to do a spoken word thing, you've got to be kind of an interesting person. And Yolotengo are obviously lovely, lovely people and great band, but they're just kind of not that interesting. There's like endless talk about the drum sound on Autumn Sweater, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. As previously discussed, all you need is one microphone and a broom handle to get the drum sound you desire.
Yeah. I might change down from my 2-microphone setup for drum recording drums.
Yeah. Yeah. Shift on down there.
Too baroque recently. Yeah. Yeah.
Less is more.
So, yeah, do you know anything else about the Ricos? We've gone all American this week, haven't we?
Yeah, what the heck?
Is it all American? Yeah. The guy that produced this is the drummer in Alex G.
Right.
Or the drummer for Alex G. So there's a little link for you.
Doesn't really mean anything to me.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, right, you need to hear Alex G. I mean, if you've not heard Alex G, he's quite popular. Right. He's kind of like a one-man pavement thing.
Okay.
But
one-man pavement.
Rocket. Listen to the album Rocket. It's a superb record.
Oh, okay.
Alex G.
Right, let's wrap up then.
Right.
So we've had three
scores.
Top tunes.
Yes.
We started
what
with...
What the points make? Prizes!
Yes, yeah. we started with Lamps. The song was Gnats. Gnats.
Gnats. Gnats.
Oh, should I start?
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good. I liked the sound. I did like the guitar sounds quite a lot. I liked the, you know, I can't remember much about the song itself, but, you know, it was, you know,
that's always a good sign.
Enjoyable. All round. 7.5 for me.
Wow.
All right. Okay. 7.5 for a song he can't remember. That's pretty good going. I'm going to give it 7.5 also. There are better songs on the LP.
Right, I'll definitely check that out then, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Richard?
Okay, yeah, I like the noise. I like the noise in it. It wasn't quite my thing, but it's 6.5.
Right.
All right.
Okay, so that's 21.5. Okay, moving on to Anna McClellan. The song was called Feel You, I believe.
Yes, that's the one.
That's not a Depeche Mode song, is it? I feel. Remember that?
No.
Because I love you.
I chose that one, and I enjoyed it too. I just thought there was quite a lot to. It gave us quite a lot, didn't it?
It did.
Very nice sounding drums, as well as everything else. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go higher for that. I'm even going to push it up to 8.5.
What?
No. I can't believe you've gone that high.
God, blimey. Wow. Well, actually, I enjoyed that quite considerably as well. I'm going to give it an 8. I think I'm going to further investigate that young lady.
I can't decide on it. I can't decide whether I was really annoyed by it. I was kind of fascinated by it. And I only think more listens are going to make my mind up. So I'm going to do a sit on the fence 7.
Sit on the fence
7.
Oh,
all right.
So that
I'm prepared to change my mind at some point.
So that's a grand total of 23.5. Yes. Whoa. Right. So finally, the Ricos from Philadelphia. Not as enthusiastic about that one. I'm going to go down to 6.5 for that one.
Bloody heck. But most uncharitable of you. I kind of liked it. It's kind of, I like the shoegazy feedbacky thing. I'm going to give it a 7.
Yeah, I liked it most out of the three, and that's just not because I chose it. That's not just because of that reason. And I don't know the guy, so it's not.
Here we go.
It's a friend of a friend. but I'm going to give it 7.75.
Wow.
Okay.
Look at that.
It's just short of an 8. Just failed.
Not to be sniffed at.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd like to congratulate all the acts we've featured this week, but but especially Anna McClellan, this week's winner.
Way!
She'll be delighted.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. She'll be absolutely chuffed.
So before we go,
yeah.
I'd just like to remind listeners, we're on Twitter. Yes, it's what is it called?
Oh, yeah.
A Quick One Pod. That's
A Quick One Pod.
Yes, on Twitter.
Yeah, please join us. Please join the fun.
And we're also also on Facebook, as you may
still
know.
Old Facebook. Yep.
Still there, keeping that one going.
Yeah.
And obviously, as you know, we are on various listening platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, YouTube. No, not on YouTube.
could be
on YouTube by now.
We could go on YouTube,
and other things.
Spotify,
so
tune in.
Tune in's another one. Yeah.
What?
Acast.
You made that up.
Acast.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, like it. Always welcome your comments, especially on the this new thing called Twitter. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Interact. Thank you very much. Shall we go?